Germany publishes the results of the investigation into the Nord Stream explosion. On October 17, Germany announced the results of its investigation into the Nord Stream pipeline explosion, similar to the preliminary results of Sweden. Leak from the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline off the coast of southern Sweden in September. Explosion suspected of sabotage. The Wall Street Journal, WSJ, reported, German investigators determined that a series of explosions along the important gas pipelines Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2, Northern Stream 1, 2, running from Russia to Europe is likely due to sabotage. This result is similar to the preliminary findings of the Swedish officials. German investigators have not been able to establish with certainty a link between the suspect and any agents. But some German officials say they are working with the assumption that Russia was behind the explosions. The explosions created leaks affecting three of the four branches of Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 under the Baltic Sea. Moscow denied responsibility and said the explosions were an attack. A preliminary Swedish investigation earlier this month concluded the explosions that took place in late September were likely sabotage, but did not name the perpetrators. NATO said shortly after the attacks that the leaks were the result of sabotage but also did not provide any evidence or name the perpetrators. According to some German officials, it is unlikely that a military submarine would commit sabotage, as the water in the area is relatively shallow and the NATO Navy regularly monitors it. Submarine here. Another theory about the attack is that explosive devices were dropped from a ship and then detonated remotely, according to German officials. Nord Stream 1 is a pipeline. Russia's state-controlled energy group Gazprom's main gas exports to Western Europe until the company begins reducing flows this summer. Gazprom cut all supplies in August, citing technical problems and Western sanctions. Officials in several Western capitals say that Moscow's suspension of gas supplies is a political move in response to sanctions imposed by Russia's military campaign in Ukraine. Nord Stream 2, the newer pipeline built alongside Nord Stream 1, was completed last year but was never put into service. However, both pipes were filled with gas at the time of the incident. That gas leaked out for days, creating large bubbling puddles of water that made it impossible for ships to approach. The only part of the pipeline that was not damaged by the explosions was one of the two branches of Nord Stream 2. Germany refused to certify Nord Stream 2 after Russia attacked Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin last week said it was possible to continue supplying gas to Germany via an undamaged pipeline, known as Nord Stream 2B. Germany has seen more frequent protests against Russia sanctions amid soaring electricity and heating bills. Separate investigations. The Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines pass through the waters of Germany, Sweden, and Denmark. All three countries have been investigating the incident. Swedish and Danish authorities have yet to release many details about their separate investigations. Germany's federal prosecutor has opened a criminal investigation into the attacks, suspected of sabotage. In Sweden, the investigation is being led by the country's counterintelligence agency. In Denmark and Germany, the police and navy are involved in the investigations. For administrative reasons governing interagency intelligence sharing, Sweden will not conduct a joint investigation with the two neighbors, but officials said the three countries are working closely together. The explosion occurred at a depth of about 70 meters. Due to the depth and weather conditions, including underwater currents, German investigators were unable to use divers. Instead, they use underwater drones from the Navy and surface ships, including minesweepers. Images from the blast sites show explosives with a yield of about 500 kilograms of TNT. The investigation requires examination of undersea video, sonar evidence, as well as satellite imagery.